Welcome to Missionary Talks, where we talk with missionaries and learn about their lives and work.
Today I'm talking with Michael Hart. He's a missionary in Veracruz, Mexico. This evening I had the opportunity to preach in his church, and I wanted to sit down and talk with him and have him share a little bit with us about his ministry. So, Brother Hart, can you tell us where you're from and a little bit about your family and your ministry here?
Okay, I'm from Foley, Alabama. Originally, was the deputy sheriff in Baldwin County, Alabama for 12 years. I was a police officer as well there in Foley for 3 years. God called me to go into full-time missions while attending a independent fundamental Baptist church in Elberta, Alabama, a church that I did not grow up in, but God led me to. God called me into full-time missions back in 1994, and I spent the following years from 1994 to 1999 preparing for this endeavor, coming here, following the Lord, and coming here to Veracruz, Mexico.
Are you in the city of Veracruz, or where is your ministry?
We're located outside of the city of Veracruz. The state of Veracruz is quite large. This is the oldest and largest port in all of Mexico, Veracruz. We're located about 15 miles from the port. There's 2.3 million that live in between or live in Veracruz, the old city Veracruz and Boca del Rio. So we are located outside of the city of Veracruz, kind of in between Boca del Rio and Veracruz, in a small ranch called El Tejar, Medellin de Bravo. And we have a small ranch work where we originally started here in El Tejar and moved out to the ranch and are now working with the ranch people and also the people here in El Tejar.
You said from 94 to 99 you were preparing to go to the mission field. What do you mean by preparing? What did you do during that time?
At that time, actually in 94, I went on, my wife and I, as a wedding anniversary gift to one another, went on a mission trip into Mexico, and that's where God called me to be a missionary. When I got back into the States, I started working real close with my pastor, doing everything that I could do in the ministry, teaching, just doing whatever I could do, and just studying with my pastor the Word of God. I worked for another 2 years, and while I was attending Bethany Bible College by correspondent, starting a Bible college, Bible studies, then after I left my job of 12 years as a deputy sheriff, I went full-time with the church and continued to work on my Bible, or my Bible Institute, working in the Bible Institute and also going to school at the Bible Institute, completing that school, and then beginning my deputation as well. In between that time, I was back on the field and trying to make sure of where God was calling me. I knew He was calling me, but I had to pinpoint it. So I had gone on some survey trips, and I was with another missionary who was a missionary to Guatemala, and we came through here and stopped the night, and this missionary won a man to the Lord just not far from the city of Veracruz in a gas station, and God just spoke to my heart about coming to Veracruz after asking this missionary if he knew of any missionaries here, and he said that in a city this big, he only knew of one missionary. At that time, just started really praying about Veracruz. Was told by many other missionaries that it was a difficult place because the weather here is very hot. It stays that way quite a bit year round. But God led us here, and we've been here now for the past 7 years.
You say us. You have a wife and two children.
My wife and I, we've been married 26 years. We have two children. We have one that's in heaven. I have a son. He's 22 years old. His name's Brian. He's married, Christian girl. Her name is Hannah. They're happily married. They're stationed at Fort Hood, Texas. We have a daughter, Kayla. She's 17 years old. She'll be attending school in Robertsdale, Alabama, Central Christian High School, and be completing her high school this year. She'll be graduating next May.
Tell us a little bit about your church. You mentioned that it's in a ranching community. Tell us about the church and the types of ministries that you have with the people.
We've been working with the ranch people here in El Tejar for the past 6.5, 7 years. Our ministry has been to these poor people, mainly. The Lord says in His Word that the poor will be with you always. And they are primarily poor, but they understand why. We began working here. First of all, we started working in the city of Veracruz in a small church there, which actually was a small church. It was a church of 300. And we started working on a route and picking people up and bringing them into church on Sunday and Wednesday night. And then we, after 6 months of being in the city, we moved here to the ranch and started this work with 6 people. We started sharing the gospel, visiting, door knocking, and then started a discipleship program and our discipleship-based studies with some people, and then we started growing. I started off with a lady by the name of Asuncion Ruiz, lady that was Catholic all her life. I shared the gospel with her and her daughter, and won both of them to the Lord. And after that, within a month, she had led me to some of her friends, and we had led those people to the Lord as well. So the first month, we had led six people to the Lord that she had helped us go to and visit with. And she as well has a daughter. She has 2 daughters, one of which lives in Texas, or lived in Texas. She had been living there for about 5 years, and she's lost. We were out on furlough 1 year and was able to speak with her while we were in Texas, and I shared the gospel with her one time, and then when we went back out on another furlough, we met with her again, and she accepted Christ as her Savior. We can, of course, talk about several different salvation stories, but we work mainly with the poor. These people make probably 50 pesos, which is about $5 a day average. They can't read or write. Some of them can't. We have it set up where if they want or have a desire to read or write, we can help them try to read or write. That's one of the ministries that we have. We give every one of our new converts, we give them a brand new Bible, and we also study with them. We have study programs, study discipleships that we do with every new convert. That's what we're doing here. That's one of our several ministries, and of course our band ministry is another ministry. We pick people up and bring them into church services. And
do you have a guiding Bible verse that you'd like to share?
There's a verse that the Lord used in my heart years ago, and it's found in Proverbs and chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. I've just always held that verse of Scripture to my heart. You know, there's a lot of times that we don't understand things, and I had a battle in language school, and very difficult with the language, but the Lord always held true to that verse of Scripture that, you know, it was hard, but trust in Him, you know, with that call that He put in my heart, that call that He put on my life, He was going to make a way, and I was going to learn this language. Anyway, He's always shown Himself to me in that verse. And
well, Brother Hart, it's been enjoyable talking to you. Do you have anything else you'd like to share with the listeners before we close?
Stay in the Word. Pray. Anytime that you have an opportunity to go to a foreign field, go. and experience it.
You've been listening to Missionary Talks with David Peach. Please visit us at missionarytalks.com.